All right, so disabled former rugby players from across South Africa, with the help of the United Kingdom and Ireland, are set to benefit from a fundraising initiative of the official charities of the Springboks and British and Irish Lions teams. And the country's Chris Berger Petro Jackson Players Fund, with the help of the UK-based Matt Hampson Foundation, are holding an online auction that is taking place for the duration of the Springboks Lions Rugby Test Series. And to talk to us more about this initiative is Jean de Villiers, who's the chairperson of the Chris Berger Petro Jackson Players Fund and a former Springboks captain. Jean, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Clement, thank you very much. I know the name of the fund is a little bit of a tongue twister sometimes, and it's kind of formally known as the Players Fund, you know, which makes it so much easier. But thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, let's call it that, the Players Fund. Speak to us more about it for those that are not familiar with the important work that has been done over the years.
Yeah, so where the name actually originates from, you know, the full name, the Chris Berger Petro Jackson Players Fund, is that in 1980, Chris Berger was playing for Western Province, and he got injured in that game and unfortunately died on the rugby field because of the injury. And Petro Jackson, a couple of years later, exactly the same happened. So the Players Fund was then formulated. Actually, two separate funds in, you know, because of the separation we still had in South Africa, two separate funds were started to look after players with catastrophic injuries and spinal injuries and head injuries to be able to help them transition from, you know, being like an able fit rugby player into the life of, you know, where your life has suddenly changed because of rugby. And then in 1992, the two funds came together and said, well, you know, let's become one. And now we, you know, we have one fund that looks after players that have had catastrophic injuries or neck and spinal injuries. You know, we help them to really adapt to life after injury like that. And in the rugby fraternity, we are known as rugby's caring hand. You know, rugby looking after their own and not just forgetting about those negatively affected by the game that we love so much of rugby.
Yeah, and there are players that have suffered these life-changing injuries. What more can be done, Jan, to raise awareness about the experiences, you know, of these players who have suffered these injuries on the rugby field?
Yeah, Clement, I think, you know, we experienced it on the weekend again. Rugby and sport as a whole really has the ability to really bring people together and provide joy. And, you know, we celebrate together when we are victorious. But like in life, sometimes, you know, sometimes things happen. And it's not by choice. It's a bit of, you know, it really is sometimes a bit of bad luck. It's things that happen. And in rugby, it's exactly the same. Rugby is a safe sport to play, but every now and then, you know, something bad happens, and it's our responsibility to look after those players then. So, and as a rugby fraternity, you know, you can contribute to that. You can help, you know, the Players Fund is a non-profit with PBO status. You can get, you know, tax benefits when you donate to the fund. And by doing that, we help those recipients that got injured because of rugby, you know. So, you know, we think of the joy and the happiness and all of that when the box win on Saturdays, but also we always remember, you know, our fallen heroes and those guys that have been injured through rugby. You know, they're still such big rugby supporters and Springbok supporters, and they really are the real heroes.
What is being auctioned by the charities during the Springboks Lions series, and how can people participate?
Yeah, so firstly, you know, the Players Fund is obviously South African focused, only South African focused. But now we've partnered with the Matt Hampson Foundation, and Matt Hampson actually played for England under 21s, and he got injured in a scrum, you know, spinal injury, and he's stuck in a wheelchair now. So these two foundations have come together and said, well, you know, while the Lions series against the Box is ongoing and a fierce battle on the field, let's unite off the field and see how we can raise funds for these, you know, real fallen heroes of ours. And by doing a live auction, so you can go onto the live online auction, where there are a couple of items. We've got a signed Springbok jersey by the whole team, current team. We've got a signed ball by all the backline players, a signed ball by all the forwards, and then a couple of other items as well up for auction that you can hopefully take home, and by doing that help the Players Fund as well as the Matt Hampson Foundation. And it's as easy as going onto the website. And if I can maybe provide that for you, it's www.hambosauction.com, and that's Hambos, H-A-M-B-O-S auction, AUCTION.com. You go onto the website, you check what's available there, and hopefully you can take a nice piece of memorabilia home.
Yeah. Any thoughts on the series? The Springboks came back strongly this past weekend to level the series against the Lions. Your thoughts ahead of the decider this weekend?
Yeah, look, I was fortunate enough to be one of the few people at the stadium and commentating for SuperSport. I only had the microphone and the earphones on, and my body is still sore today from all the action. So it's been a fierce battle, an amazing test match on the weekend, and we're set for an absolute humdinger this weekend, and hopefully the box can put a similar performance together this coming Saturday and clinch the series for us.
All right, Sean de Villiers, thank you so much, man. Chairperson of the Players Fund.